Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Akmaduhu wastadinahu wastadihi wastafilrahu. Ashadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu wa ashadu anna Muhammada abduhu rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala kareel al-musallin Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems and knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I praise Him, I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance and I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayer of peace be upon him, is His servant and His messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah. Today I have completed for you this day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose Al-Islam as your way of life. All praise is due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise me first. First, I advise myself and I advise you as well to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah the Most High and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. And the peace be upon you. Jumma Mubarak. A'ud billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. I should have put them on a little early. They ain't fitting right. There we go. Inna akbudu fi, subhanAllah, akbudu ni, hatha siratal siratum mustaqim, walakit, afdala minkum, jibilan kathiran. Falam yakunu taqiluna salakallahu wadeen. That is, I seek refuge of Allah against the shaitan and reject it. Now, for time's sake, I didn't read Ayah 60. We did that last week. I have copies of that for you all, but the set of series was Ayah 36 through Surah 36, Ayah 60 through 62. And they are, did I not enjoin you, O children of Adam, that you should not worship Satan, since he is an open enemy, and serve me alone? This is the straight way. Still, he misguided a whole multitude of you. Did you have no sense? And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. So today's Kutbah title, again, is Our Worship is Sacred. Our Worship is Sacred. And this is, inshallah, the second in of that title. And inshallah, the last of that title. Report a hadith of the Prophet, the prayers, peace be upon him. The reporter has said, your Lord, the Almighty, has said, O son of Adam, be free from my worship. I will fill your heart with richness and fill your hands with provision. Son of Adam, do not distance yourself from me, or else I will fill your heart with poverty and fill your hands with worthless distractions. So again, as I continue to move forward in the next ayat of the three that I began last week, inshallah, we thank Allah. We thank Allah for all he has done. We thank Allah for all that he will do. And we thank Allah for what we do not even know. This is a good way for us to begin today's presentation for the khutbah, because we should develop the habit of thanking Allah. We should be able to develop a habit of praising Allah. We should develop a habit that we keep Allah on our minds. Because as the beginning of the ayat for today states, Allah speaking again to us, وَأَنِّي أُبُدُونِي هَدَّى صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. All right, and serve me alone. This is the straight way. Now, with just a little background from last week, Allah began by addressing the children of Adam, Ya Bani Adam, that there has been a covenant made between us, that there is something enjoined on us as the children of Adam that's been assigned and entrusted to us, that our worship should not go to the shaitan, which is a sign for us that it go nowhere but to Allah. So now that we discuss that we're not looking at the image of the Satan, but we're looking at the fact that there is a mindset. There's a mindset, and the mindset can be in us. It can be in us that can lead us to that type of worship. So for today, we have moved on to, again, Allah addressing us, and he connects it with the way, connecting to the previous statements, that we should not worship the shaitan and that we should worship Allah. He says, me, right? The purpose of that is to tell, that if I tell you not to do something, then I need to tell you to do something instead. I just can't say don't do that. You know? Yeah, it's simple if somebody's going to pour some hot water off the stove and you say, don't do that. But if somebody's going to make a career move, somebody's going to do something and you say, nah, I don't think you should do that. Well, you need to be able to give them an alternative. You know, Allah doesn't, you know, that's the feeling we get when we from parenting. So he goes back to what I talked about last week, the parenting, the nurturing, the nourishing. You know, Allah does not leave things to chance. And here the word abadah. I bad that to serve. We are to serve Allah. Our whole creation is for that service, for that purpose. And I may say this a lot. I may wear it out. But just keep in thought that what I've worked on for over the last few months and what I'll be working on beyond is, again, our human development. Our human development. For us to really be what a created human is, we need to have a relationship, have our relationship correct with our Creator. So I do this for a good reason, right? I keep repeating things and going over things and wearing things out, because when Allah says this in the Quran to us, first he says, and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believers. Then exactly the exact next ayat he says, and I created jinn and humans, jinn and men, for nothing else but that they serve me. So our job is to keep reminding ourselves that the sole purpose of our creation is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorified it. See, they go together, right? And I will address that more in the future, inshallah. When we look at it and we hear worship, right? When we hear worship, we are to worship. And we think we're using the English word right now, worship, right? Sometimes we don't realize the size of that word, right? The vastness of its meaning. Worship in English means the feeling and expression of reverence and adoration for a deity. When we look at it in just the English, because we'll go into the Quranic definition as we go along, the reverence and adoration, right? Reverence for us is taqwa. Reverence for us is taqwa, plain and simple. When you have such a high esteem for something or someone, when you have nothing but the utmost respect, then this is the place that only Allah can be. Right? This is the top of the list. Right? See, we as human beings, we have a tendency to reverence something or someone or some things, and we will have a deep respect for someone, but we have to learn that it can only be the respect and not the same we have for Allah. You know, we can love each other for the sake of Allah. We cannot get to the point that we end up in a servant type relationship that we have, and we put somebody in that place of God, right? Because this is the place that God is supposed to be exclusively. And there's some more chairs in the back if you need one, brother. All right. This again is what we're warned against, right? This is what it opens up with. This is what we warn against. There is more of that thought in Ayah 62, and I'm going to touch on that now. Because I want to finish this today, inshallah. So I need to mesh it all together now. So if I move ahead, Allah says, still, he misguided a whole multitude of you. So the word for misguided is not hadda. It's not hadda, right? It's not, because you would think it would be, if it's misguided. See, this is the thing about the English and the Quranic Arabic. They say guided and they say hadda. But now if you say misguided, you would think, okay, it's got to be hadda, but it may be with something connected to it. But no, it's a different word. It's adala, right? He led. He led astray. He wandered from. Misleading. Something so important for us to realize is that the Shaitan, right, the Satan, is not the cause for what we do. He is the seducer, right? In this word, it means seducer. It means deluder. So the Shaitan is not going to be responsible for our actions. We are responsible for our own actions. And if that was the case, then the only thing that would make it into the hellfire would be the Shaitan. If he had control of us like that, well, Allah would only punish him. But that's not the case. We know that him and many others would be there. Right? Our job is to make sure that we're not there, right? Some will be led by the ones who exactly Allah is referring to when he says, do not worship them. And some will not even know that others were worshiping him. Right? This is Quran. Allah in the Quran, right? He's told us that. Because as humans, we make idols. Right? We make idols out of people based on things that do not deserve that type of reverence. Right? We worship and serve someone who touches that inside of us, which is not right, right? Someone who touches that darkness in us. So if you can hear me and you listen to me on this, we have all these things that we want to work on, right? And sometimes that there are those people who can hit that switch, right? Who can hit that switch and get the worst out of us, even though we think we got it. We got it under control, right? But they bring it out. They kind of bring it out. A quick example, right? One person thinks he has something. You can, it's sooner right there. You can just go. Yep. SubhanAllah. One person thinks that he's supposed to have something, and if he doesn't have it, then something's wrong. Be it power, money, influence, dominance, whatever it is. What we have been given is the fact that the power, the rule, the authority, the ownership does not belong to us. It belongs to Allah. Our roles are to realize that and then benefit from the fact that we can serve the owner and maintainer of all of it, right? And he will bless us. He will guide us. And he will give us things we cannot even know or imagine. But if I set up someone or, again, something, a material thing, right, that I idolize as my God because it touches something in me that is that Shaitanic nature, not that original nature, then I have been led astray, right? See, when the seducer came to Adam, alayhi salam, in the paradise, Adam was in the place that did not allow disobedience. There was no disobedience allowed there in that original nature. And in that place. Remember where he's at. I'm going to bring that up again. It's a pure innocence. Then out of that innocence and that nature, it's developed into being something that becomes so sensitive to its surroundings that disobedience is a thing of the past. Right? We see the development of the Adam into Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inside of that development, we are in the heavens, right? Right. Think back where we were in that first original nature, right? In the heavens. And as I close this first part, well, also think of it as a state of righteousness. It's a state of righteousness, right? Because now we're not talking physical, we're talking abstract, we're talking the intellect. Allah says, but verily the best of provisions is God consciousness, right? Remain then conscious of me, O you who are endowed with insight, right? So the best provision is those who have taqwa, right? Taqwa, righteousness. Because it's the quality of our morals being right and justifiable. And what is the opposite of that? When you're misled. If you're not right, you're wrong, right? If you're not moral, you're immoral, right? Imam Muhammad said, radiallahu anhu, he said, there's no obedience in unrighteousness. No obedience in unrighteousness. Then there must be full obedience in righteousness. And when we were seduced and are seduced and led astray, then we've lost that obedience. This is what caused the slip, and this is what causes the slip. We lost that state we were in. And when you do that, you're not in that nature anymore. Get ye down from here. And if you have no obedience, then you're not worshiping Allah. And you're not serving His plan, and you're far from the path. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Our worship is sacred. So this path, right? What path, right? Allah says this is the straight way, right? Remember the dalla, right? It's far away from righteousness. It's far away from righteousness. Far away from the destination that we have. Our ibadah, you know, our worship is sacred. Now inside of that worship, there's no room for disobedience. Right. No room for serving any other than Allah, because to worship and serve God, we must be on a path that's keeping us on the right way. All right. Sirat al-Mustaqim. All right. Sirat al-Mustaqim. The straight way. The Sirat. You can come to the area. Yeah. You come back over here. I'm going to need somebody to help out inside. You know, I can't keep stopping. Somebody's got to let them know what they need to do. Inshallah. The straight way, the Sirat, is a path that is even, wide enough for all of us, and we can be on it without difficulty, right? Not that getting on it won't be difficult, but while you're on the path, it's smooth. As they say, smooth sailing. But the shaitan wants us off that path. The shaitan doesn't even want us near that path, right? He cannot, because he cannot be on that path, because he has decided that the will of Allah does not suit his thoughts. So the mustaqim, upright behaviors, right? Stand up, right? Straight. Stand up in our nature. So with that, if we are on the sirat mustaqim, right? Then we must be on a path that leads us to something. That takes us somewhere. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, supported to who has said by Abu Huraira radhiyallahu anhu, he said, whoever travels in a path in search of knowledge, Allah will make easy for him a path to paradise, right? So I get to thinking, why is the path of the mustaqim a path of knowledge? Because in being led astray by the shaitan, we lost ourselves, right? We lost ourselves. We do not know the meaning of who we are anymore, right? Because when Allah says, get ye down from here, right? Then he says, then there's going to be guidance that's going to come to you. So we don't know the meaning of who we are. We've lost that. We lost that nature. And have you ever heard the saying of knowledge of self? Life, you know, we get pushed down here. We get knowledge of self. What is my own self? My own self is a righteous Muslim. We have to work to get back to who we are. We have to work to get who we are to be that servant of God, right? A worshiper of a God, someone who obeys God, who adores God, who has submitted to God. This is important to realize and understand. Our paths are to bring us closer to Allah in the terms he has set. The path of knowledge is because when we were seduced and led astray, you can say we lost our minds. Right? See, the shell of Adam, alayhi salam, he sat for 40 years. So that tells us that for 40 years, he had to mature. Right? He sat for 40 years, and it tells us that there's nothing inside of it for 40 years. It's hollow. So the shaitan saw this, and he felt he could put something inside of us that he wanted instead of what Allah had planned for. But Allah, highly glorified, and he said, and when I have proportioned him and breathed into him in my creator, so my ruh, then fall down to him in prostration. Fall down to my will that I put in him. So the plan is to have us full of his revelation, his word, his plan. And the shaitan feels that if we have something else inside of us, then we don't meet that goal. This is why he said he will fill us with vain desires. This is why being on the path is a path of knowledge. The more we know, the more we can do better. When Allah says at the end of the ayah, did you have no sense? Right? The word for sense, taqiluna. And now I'm going forward. I've been going forward to work back. Right? I got to go forward to work back. But that's really how we do in our lives, right? Because we have to progress in our lives to get us back to that state that we originally in.
I found this on the web.
Then we can be truly in the worship mode, right? We get back to that state, we can be in the worship mode. In that serving mode, then we can progress in the right nature and become that special being, right? That special being. That special being. He said, oh, children of Adam, do not worship or serve the shaitan. He is an enemy to you. He's clear and open enemy to you. And you worship and serve me. Because this is the straight way for you. Now, Allah is saying to us at the end of these three ayahs that he has indeed misled so many of you, right? Why would you do that again? Do you have any sense? Do you use your reason? Right? The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah, the exalted, created the intellect. And he ordered it to come here, and it did. He ordered it to go back, and it did. And then God stated, I swear by my majesty and honor that I have not created any creature dearer to me than you. Right? And I would not perfect anyone. He's talking about the intellect, right? The aql. And I would not perfect anyone's intellect unless I like him. I shall enjoin others to do good and admonish others against evil due to the intellect. Due to the intellect. And reward and punishment are given by means of the intellect, right? So, as one of my good friends always says, let's unpack that, right? The most dearest creature is the intellect to Allah, the aql, the intelligence that he gave to his servants. He gave it to us, right? And the worst thing we can do is, one, not use it. Not use it. Two, use it for the wrong reasons, right? If we end up being someone who has turned over our lives against the way that Allah has for us, has designed for us, then we've lost our minds. We've lost ourselves, right? We must be out of our minds to worship that has no benefit to us. This is what we get punished for in this life, right? By the fact that we don't use our intelligence in the right way, that we don't use our intelligence, right? Because Muhammad the Prophet, the prayers, peace be upon him, said, reported to have said that the Lord Almighty has said, O son of Adam, be free from my worship. Be free from my worship. He's saying, free yourself from any of them was holding you back, right? Free your mind, free your soul. Be free from my worship. I will fill your heart with riches and fill your hands with provisions. O son of Adam, do not distance yourself from me. If we're not on the path, we're far away from the path, right? We're away, right? We've been misled. Don't distance yourself from me, or else I will fill your heart with poverty and fill your hands with worthless distractions. Now, as I grew up, I remember all the things that, well, this is taking their mind away. This is taking their time away. They all distracted with these things. And now look at all this, you know, for me, it was technology back then and what I was into. And now we say the same things. Well, you know, they wasted so much time. Yeah, if there's been used for the wrong reason. If you're not using technology to learn and you take technology to advance, yeah, it is a distraction. But you don't need technology to advance. There's countries that don't have the technology capabilities that we have and are still kind of backwards. Counties, cities, households. The distractions are not using your mind in the right way. Free your worship from anything that can keep us away from Allah. Don't let the distractions of this life hinder us from our destiny. Allah says, and do not distance yourselves from him. See, when we're on that path, the journey we take, we're trying to get closer. And the end is the paradise. And if we're not on that path, then we are going in the wrong direction, away from what Allah has for us. And if we do that, which is a decision that we make. This is why it's so important to understand. It was the decision that was made. It's a decision that you make. And it's not a decision that you make using your akal that we've been given. See, the akal is something, it's something very, very special. Something very, very special. It means to become wise. And if we do not use it, and we stay the same, right? We regress, right? We don't progress. Allah says, oh, son of Adam, I will fill your heart with poverty and fill your hands with worthless distraction. Allah will give us a shaitan that will lead us astray. Right? And then it will abandon us on the day of judgment. The shaitan will try you with poverty. Right? He wants you scared of being poor. Right? But with Allah belongs to all the wealth we need or can even imagine. And the best of that wealth is the wealth of intelligence. This is why education is always a big topic. We got all type of different age groups in here. And every time you want to look through history, every time education is always right there. It doesn't matter when you look. Education is always going to be a hot topic because they know that knowledge belongs to Allah. And in it is all the knowledge is for his creation, right? And they do not want nobody to get educated. They want nobody to get educated because then now you become aware of Allah. So seeking knowledge is our obligation, right? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that. We're obligated to seek knowledge. This is the path we are to be on. This is what takes us back to where we want to go, right? Malapoli. You got to go all the way around to go. Then you can start moving forward again, right? The prophet did not start that journey anywhere but the heavens, right? His journey, his ascension. He didn't start it anywhere but in the heavens. Yeah, he went from Mecca, right, to Jerusalem, right? But he didn't start the journey until he started the heavens. The ascension started when he went into the heavens. Why? Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he said this. He said, the Mustaqim is a path that goes straight up to the heavens, to the higher levels of development for man's spirit and his soul. Brothers, and I know we have some sisters on the call. The Imam, radiallahu anhu, he just described for us our own ascension. our own ascension, for us to move up in our own spirit, that spirit that is the revelation of Allah and his design, his plan, for us to move up in our soul that is designed by Allah to naturally seek him, right? To naturally seek him, to listen to him, to respect him and his plan. We must be on the mustaqim. We must seek the knowledge that is there for us, that leads us to the heavens where we begin, right? Where we begin. Our lives did not begin in the physical world. Our lives began in the spiritual world, in the intellectual world. The life of this life begins in the spiritual world, in the physical world. But Allah, who is telling us and commanding us and admonishing us, Allah is the best guide. It's like the fable of the donkey and the driver, right? The donkey and the driver were going down a hill. We were going along a road that was leaning down the mountainside. And the donkey decided on his own that he was going to, he saw a star at the bottom of the hill, the mountain. So he decided he's going to take his own path, right? And the quickest way down seemed to go over this edge of the cliff straight down to the star. And just when he about to leap over, his master caught him by the tail and tried to pull him back. But the stubborn donkey wouldn't listen and pulled with all his might. So very well, the master said, very well, you go your way. Right. And he let go. And the donkey tumbled all the way down the side of the mountain. Right. The moral of the story is those who would not listen to reason, but stubbornly go their own way against the friendly advice of those who are wiser than they are on a road to misfortune, right? So as a donkey, you know, that could be some of us, right? And taking it into that silly head. That silly head means using no intelligence at all. Seeing that stall at the, it's like seeking and wanting it now. I have to have it now. I'm not willing to wait. I'm not willing to struggle to get down the mountain to get to it. Right? And the master, right? The driver, right? The Quran and Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? When we decide to go our own path, we could be just as stubborn, just like that donkey, right? The path may be the quickest way down there, but that's not the best way, right? Steady wins this race. We have in our lives the opportunity to do that. It will lead us over if we just be so quick, got to have it right now, we'll be right over that cliff. That cliff is uncertainty. That cliff is pain. That cliff is hurt, insecurity, instability. Right? And then when he let go of the donkey, well, you know where you're headed then. See, the aqila is what allows us to ascend to the highest points of mountains, right? Allah has set this up for us. Success is on the path he has chosen. It's not something else. Use our own intelligence to realize that we must seek Allah for what he has for us. Right? The path that is knowledge. Yes, it has rituals. But in those rituals are even knowledge. Right? What we are designed to do is to worship Allah, serve his plans, because we are his plans. We are a part of his plans. And we know the truth when we hear it, right? And as I close, how many have been led astray? How many think they're on the right path because it has appealed to those desires that do not fit the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? An open enemy does not have our best interests at heart. There is no heart in there, first of all, right? It's soulless. This way, al-Islam, this way, right? For us, right? Whatever the faith may be, is the way of serving the plan of Allah. That is what our mission is, right? And that's what works on our souls, right? Qad aflaha man zakkaha, right? Certainly, he is successful. That purifies itself, that works on his soul. That's where the success is. Our Creator has commanded us to not give our energy, our time, our efforts, and most importantly, our minds and our souls to the shaitan, right? That all belongs to Allah. And how many have not understood that? How many have been led down the wrong paths in life? So today we come together to remind ourselves that our purpose is to do nothing but live a life of servitude to the one and only Allah. We do this because our worship is sacred. Now, inshallah, I have given something a benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka as-sami'u al-'alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou art alone, all hearing and all knowing. Ameen.